Milwaukee Police Chief Ed Flynn had fired Officer Richard Shane after Shane beat motorist Janine Tracy during an argument. Earlier this month, the city's Fire and Police Commission voted to reinstate Shane. That touched off protests from city and community leaders. The commission met again today, and after deliberating behind closed doors, panel member Michael O'Hare announced the result to a crowded meeting room.
We have reached a unanimous decision, and we have decided that the good of the service requires that the appellant, Richard Shane, be permanently discharged.
O'Hare says the commission reconsidered its own rules, as well as Shane's work record, character, and the impact of the misconduct on the department, community, and Janine Tracy. Tracy says she's happy about the new ruling, but worries other police may now harass her.
With all of this that done happened, it's, you know, I don't want to be kind of thinking like that, but, you know, it's kind of scary for me to be traveling with my child.
The Shane case may not be over, as his attorney is claiming his client's due process rights have been violated. But for now, Shane's firing is giving fresh hope to Malene Jordan, whose nephew, Derek Williams, died in the back of a Milwaukee police car.
Yes, it does in other cases besides Derek's. I'm sure there's other cases here in Milwaukee that's covered up, and we plan on uncovering and just getting justice. I mean, you know, right is right.
An inquest into Derek Williams' death will begin in February. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.